The National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report on the deadly medical jet crash in Northeast Philadelphia revealed its black box didn't record audio from the accident. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
The report released Thursday by the NTSB is a more detailed timeline of the fatal crash that killed seven and hurt two dozen. The medical transportation plane plummeted into a residential and commercial part of Northeast Philly less than a minute after taking off on Friday, January 31st. All six people on board, including a pediatric patient who just received life-saving medical treatment in Shriners Hospital, and one person driving near the crash, were killed. While investigators say the jet's flight crew was in communication with air traffic control, its cockpit voice recorder, also known as its black box, did not record the fatal flight and likely had not been working for several years. According to the report, the jet crashed at speeds of more than 270 miles per hour, causing a massive explosion that left a crater more than 8 feet deep and created a debris field about 1,410 feet tall and 840 feet wide. The plane's ground proximity warning system, which may contain flight data, is still being evaluated for any relevant flight data. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.